This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Britain has opened its borders to fully vaccinated travelers from the United States and much of Europe as the government continues to ease coronavirus travel restrictions. Monday was the first day that travelers arriving in Britain from the United States and most parts of the European Union could do so without going into quarantine. New arrivals must still be tested for the coronavirus before aborting a flight to Britain and within 2 days of arrival. Britain is maintaining quarantine requirements for French travelers, saying the country has a concerning number of cases of the Beta variant in some areas. The Beta variant was first detected in South Africa. In the United States, more jurisdictions are requiring employees to get vaccinated or submit to regular testing as the country grapples with a rise in infections blamed on the Delta variant. Denver, Colorado Mayor Michael Hancock announced Monday the city will mandate all city employees and private sector workers in high-risk settings to be vaccinated against the virus by the end of September. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said state health care workers, along with workers in corrections facilities or assisted living centers, must be vaccinated or face testing twice a week. In New York State, Governor Andrew Cuomo urged businesses to turn away unvaccinated customers. He said it is in the business's best interests because many customers want to know that the customer next to them is vaccinated. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Monday that 70% of U.S. adults have received at least one shot of a coronavirus vaccine. President Joe Biden had originally aimed to pass that milestone by July the 4th. You can find all of our COVID-19 coverage at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani announced Monday that he finally has a clear plan to counter Taliban offensives across the country after his government was heavily criticized for its seeming lack of strategy in the last 3 months. The militants have made unexpectedly swift territorial gains, including taking over several key international border crossings, as foreign forces withdraw from the country. In an address to a special joint session of the Afghan parliament, Ghani said Monday he has a clear plan prepared for reaching stability in 6 months. He said the implementation of the plan has already started. This is the first time Ghani addressed lawmakers since the announcement that U.S. and NATO forces were withdrawing. Without sharing specifics, Ghani said the military will be responsible for defending strategic targets, while the police will defend cities and strategic district centers. Afghanistan's intelligence agency will coordinate the people's militias, known as the Anti-Taliban Uprising Forces. Ghani blamed the recent deterioration in the country's security to a sudden decision by the United States and NATO forces to leave, but he said it was now up to Afghans to manage the fallout. The United States announced Monday it is expanding eligibility for resettling refugees from Afghanistan. The option of resettlement is meant for Afghan citizens who may be at risk of Taliban retaliation due to affiliation with U.S. entities. The State Department said thousands of Afghans and their immediate family members who worked for the U.S. government, a U.S.-funded project, the NATO-led military mission, or a U.S.-based media or non-governmental organization are now eligible for resettlement. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters Monday that Afghans who work with the United States or international partners in Afghanistan face a growing possibility of persecution that will likely intensify as coalition forces leave the country. Authorities in South Sudan's Unity State say at least seven people are reported dead in Mayendit County after floods submerged several homes in recent days. Officials say the floods may have also displaced about 400 families. Mayendit County Commissioner spoke to VOA's South Sudan in Focus program. He said heavy rains have intensified over the past few weeks. He said not only have seven people drowned, but 17 others have been bitten by snakes. The floods destroyed infrastructure, houses, and the livelihoods of hundreds of people. Nearly 90% of the land in Mayendit County is submerged. More on that and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.